And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you. For a few minutes, what I want to do is talk about the food drive that we reported on this week with Butler Township. And we don't want you to miss out on this opportunity if you are in need. So let's take a few minutes with this. On the phone with me is Dave Zarnick. He, of course, is President Commissioner of Butler Township. And Dave, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Tracy.
Yeah, so we have this food drive that's coming up. Can you explain what's happening here? Because I know the township extended the deadline for residents in need to apply for food assistance.
That's correct, Tracy. Since it is a season for giving, Butler Township realizes that some of our residents are in need of an extra helping hand during these holiday seasons. So we decided to run a food drive for township residents. And we asked our township residents to participate in this. And Tracy, I've found throughout the years working in any organization, whenever there is a need in Butler, all you need to do is ask, and Butler people do step up.
So would you say you've seen that rallying effect again from this community?
Yes.
Dave, what is the need that you are seeing right now? Has it increased just because of the pandemic, or are you seeing a general need that has increased?
Well, I think it's due to the pandemic has a lot to do with it. A lot of our residents work in the retails and the restaurants and the stores that are not operational fully. So they just need an extra help through this holiday season. And Butler Township is more than glad to be able to step forward and help our township residents. And once again, though, without the support of our residents bringing us monetary donations to our building and to the food to our lobby, it is surprising to see what we have collected already.
Can you explain a little bit on how individuals will get this food? Because I know in our story that we had this week, it says apply for food assistance. But at the same time, we're talking about a food drive. And some can see that as two different elements to helping individuals. So are you having a food drive specifically?
Well, we're having both, Tracy. We're asking residents to help their neighbors in need and bring it to the township building, either groceries or monetary donations, and then we will buy food. And then on December 19th, we will distribute the food. Now, for residents that are in need, we ask them to call 724-283-3430 at extension 218. And when they do that, they will be assigned a time on December 19th to come to the township building in front, drive up to it, and then we'll have volunteers placing the food into their vehicles for them.
So it sounds like it's key to be able to reserve your time, if you will, or you'll be designated a time, as you mentioned. But it sounds like it's key on this one that you call that phone number.
That is correct.
So you have your time slot,
yeah. How many people are registering, how many boxes we will need to fill.
And you want people to do this before Monday at 4 p.m. I just want to stress that because since we're talking on Friday, people do have the weekend, or can they call over the weekend?
They could call and leave a note on the at that extension. There's an answering machine there. But here's the thing, Tracy. We put Monday, but if people are in need and they're going to call next week and they're township residents, we are going to take the call and we are going to fill whatever the need is that we receive the calls.
How much food will be given to each individual in need? Will it be a box? What size a box? How much food will be coming their way?
I've partnered up with the Allegheny Food League, who distributes those boxes. And in each box, there's 30 pounds of food just in that box. I've also gone to the Butler County Food Bank. They have donated cheese and then whatever supplies that we receive at the township building. So residents will be getting 30 to 40 pounds of food to help them through this holiday season.
Something that I've heard that's been reoccurring this year that I don't know if you want to share your thoughts on is when you say cheese, you know, I've heard other food drives giving milk, you know, it seems a little different this year that people can get perishable and non-perishable food items, which I think is great because I think any other year we would just be asking for non-perishable food items. I find that it's a great collaborative effort to be able to get people perishable items as well.
I totally agree with you, Tracy. Right now I'm working with the Butler County Food Bank. They have stored for me, I believe, 75 gallons of milk and 75 dozen eggs, which I will be working on next week distributing those. So, yes, it is surprising, but like I say, if you put a call out there, it is amazing that the help that is offered to you.
And again, that's another theme that I continue to hear is not only in any year does this community help each other, but this year in particular, that help has not gone away. And it sounds like you're echoing that same sentiment.
That is correct. I mean, people in Butler are very generous. If they feel the need is there and it's legitimate, they step up.
Let's get that phone number out again, 724-283-3430, extension 218. Again, 724-283-3430, extension 218. And again, we've put out a news story on this, folks. So if you look up Butler Radio and Butler Township and Food Drive, you put plug all of those in. I did that this morning, and it comes straight up to the story. So that's one way you can get that information, that contact information there. Again, Dave Zarnik, President Commissioner of Butler Township. So that is happening. You know, Dave, I only have you for a couple of more minutes. So since I have you, let me ask you one quick question. I know I'm going to kind of go totally in a different direction here than the food drive that you're talking about. Since I have you, can you give your thoughts on the Highfield housing development? I know that was a topic this week that was tabled for another time to be determined. Do you think that's actually going to happen?
I can't answer that at this time, Tracy, due to the fact that it has to go through the Planning Commission first, and there's several items that still need to be completed for the Planning Commission to even consider it. So at this time, I am not sure.
Okay, so we'll table that until we find out more down the road. Anything else in the way of the township right now that you want to make sure that we know before I let you go today?
Well, yes. I hope our residents appreciate that this is over the 10th year that we do not have a tax increase for Butler Township. We work hard to maintain our finances. We're very prudent. We watch them continuously. People don't realize, but those streetlights that are on at night, those fire hydrants that are sitting out along the roads, we have to pay for those. That all comes out of our budget. And like a good household, we only spend what we take in. So we do monitor our finances, and we're happy to be able to not have a tax increase for our residents. Even though it is troubling times, we hate to have a tax increase anytime.
I think many people may, we appreciate, you know, the fact that the taxes haven't gone up. But at the same time, I'm sure there are folks out there thinking, okay, when's the bottom going to drop out on this? You know, what year, and I know I'm not asking you specifically what year would there be a tax increase, but, you know, all good things come to an end eventually. Do you think when taxes would go up, would we see a large increase in taxes, or do you think it will be a small increase?
It'll probably be a small amount. That taxes will go up. I want the residents to start being aware of the fact, Tracy, that our volunteer fire departments are in trouble. We do not have the volunteers stepping up like we used to in years past. So we, the township, are working on that right now. We may be taking a different path in the near future, so we have to be prepared. And we do have a $2 million fire tax right now that supports our volunteers, but that is not nearly enough. And there may be come a time in Butler Township that you will see a paid force.
And then that money has to come from somewhere. So, I understand where you have to look at all of that. Do you think that's like a year or two down the road? Because that's a topic that's been out there now for quite some time, because as years go along, the volunteers seem to decrease.
That is correct. Right now, Tracy, we have been meeting with the volunteer fire departments. We've had two meetings, and we're looking at all options, and we're putting a plan forward for the next coming years.
Interesting, interesting. Dave, I do appreciate your time. Just again, before we leave, because I know we wanted to focus on the food donation, the food assistance that's coming up, can you just give us a quick reminder in case folks have joined us late in our discussion on what's happening next week in the way of reservations for the 19th?
Yes, we ask that the residents who are in need, please call 724-283-3430, extension 218. Butler Township will assist you with any food that we have to distribute on December 19th. Just call that number, make a reservation, drive up to our building, and our volunteers will be more than happy to put it in the car for you.
Dave Zarnik, President and Commissioner of Butler Township. Dave, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for what you're doing with the food assistance and the food drive that will be coming up.
Thank you, Tracy. Thanks for having me.